What's up? No, I'm not disappointed to see you. I just, you're the last person I expected to be on the other side of the door, I guess. Yeah, come in. Don't forget to take off your shoes. So, does your sister know you're here? You're not a kid anymore, I get that. I was just wondering. Okay, what do you want to talk about? What about her? Yeah, I'm aware that her birthday's coming up soon. I don't necessarily have a gift planned or anything. I'm still wondering if I should get her that dress she's been wanting, but I don't know. I'm still looking for other less expensive options, I guess. Hey, I would love nothing more than to get her that dress, but come on. Do you really think I'll be able to afford that when I can barely afford a roof over my head right now? Or I could get her like a collection of her favorite lipsticks. I know she really likes the lipsticks from that one brand. I forgot the name, but she's the reason I started putting lipsticks on anyway, so I think it'll be cool if I got her like a set of her favorites. Oh yeah, a coffee maker. That too. If I get her a coffee maker and like a mini fridge, I swear she will never leave her room ever again. Anyway, do you have anything planned for your sister's birthday? A party? You wanna throw your sister the most introverted, socially awkward person I've ever met a party for her birthday? I mean, yeah, it could be like a little gathering with the people she's super close to, but I don't think she'd be down for a birthday party, especially as a surprise. Her anxiety would skyrocket instantly, and that doesn't sound like a very good present to me. Hey, I'm just looking out for her, okay? Your sister has been struggling with anxiety for the longest time, and I don't want anything bad happening to her. Yeah, of course. I know you act like you hate your sister or whatever, and I get that siblings can be a little too much sometimes, but I also know that you care about her as much as I do, maybe more. Yeah, sure, go ahead. You can tell me anything, you know that, right? A confession? To who? Me? Okay, sorry, I'll keep quiet and let you speak. Hey, calm down. You look like you're about to explode. Yes, you too. Would you like some water? Some juice, maybe? All right, go ahead. I'm listening. Yeah, we've known each other for more than 10 years now. Hell, I've been best friends with your sister for like 14 years, I'm pretty sure. Sorry, okay. Yeah, I'm listening. Oh. Oh, crush on me? Hold on, you're rambling. No, don't apologize. I just need a second to process that. Maybe two, I don't know. I'm not smiling. I'm thinking. Well, my best friend's little brother just said he has a crush on me. How do you want me to react to that? How do you think your sister will react to that? She does? And she didn't even tell me? Oh, so if she sent you here, does that mean the whole birthday party thing was just a setup? Oh my God, I knew it. I mean, I didn't, but I did. Does that make sense? 'Cause you never come and talk to me on your own. No, you don't. You've been avoiding Listen. You've been avoiding a proper conversation with me for the past 9 months. Like, come on, did you really think I didn't notice? Yes, I noticed. I don't know. I mean, I know how I feel about you, but I don't know what. I just don't want to ruin my friendship with your sister, you know? She approves? Really? She doesn't think it's weird or anything? In that case, I guess I like you too. Yeah, I like you too. Hey, don't jump on the couch like that. You're gonna fall. You've already fallen for me. Very smooth. No, but seriously, sit back down. I don't want you to break a leg or something, and then your sister thinking I hurt you just because you confessed to me. Good. Now we can talk about this like responsible adults. Who am I kidding? We are the most mature people I know. Hey, shut up. I'm only 2 years older than you, but it still seems like puberty hit you like a truck while I'm still waiting for mine. You can't be serious. Look at me. I'm like 5'2" and I still look like a 12-year-old boy. I haven't grown since freshman year of high school, and that was like 6 years ago. But you, look at you. You've outgrown me so fast, and look how handsome you've become. That does make me sound kind of old, but whatever. I'm totally simping for you. I had been, and I always will be. Aw, look at that smile. You're actually so adorable. Very manly, but still very adorable. Hey, wait, there's something on your lips. Sorry, I couldn't help it. I should have asked first. What? I didn't say anything. You hungry? I could order some food, or I could cook something for you. I think I have. I told you I didn't say anything. Okay, maybe I did say something, but I just said it in the heat of the moment. It doesn't mean anything. Unless you want it to mean something, then that's a completely different conversation, but I said I fucking love you, okay? And you don't have to say it back or anything. I know it's a bit too soon to say the words, but I actually do love you so much, and I've been trying. God, I've been trying to keep calm all this time, but my heart, it just. My. heart feels like it's about to be set on fire and it's gonna explode any time now. I've been feeling that way the moment you stepped foot into my apartment, and you have no idea the power you hold over me. I know it sounds weird, but I think that we... What did you just say? You do? Why didn't you say it sooner? You were the one who confessed, so I was waiting for you to say it, I guess. I don't know, your sister is right. You are an idiot sometimes. Oh, don't pout, baby. Come here. Let me kiss that pout away. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. God, I love you. I can't believe this is happening. It feels like a dream. I'm so glad you came over.